Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You have reached a chosen generation, Fellowship of Churches. This is our Tuesday night Eileen Vision of Hope with the founder of Mother Patricia Gunther, and we will be hosted tonight by Minister Ray. We're going to get started on this evening. We'll have our devotion. We'll have a scripture reading, then a prayer, then testimony service. The announcement, then get right on into the word. We'll have our scripture reading by Sister Thurman, and then a prayer by Sadie Evangelist Marie Brown. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Good evening, Prayerline Warriors. I'm going to be reading from King James Version, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. And the word of God says, "And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the name of the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested." God, I pray that you would bless everyone who has heard your word to be a doer of your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you, Heavenly Father. Oh, I stretch my hand to thee, Heavenly Father. No other help I know, Heavenly Father. If I would draw them unto me, Heavenly Father, oh, Lord, where should I go, Heavenly Father? Oh, Lord, we thank you today, Heavenly Father, for allowing us to come one more time in the throne of grace and giving you all the honor and all the praise, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, you kept us all day from harm and Daniel, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, we didn't get a bad call and nobody was in an accident and nobody died, Heavenly Father. And, oh, Lord, we just want to thank you today, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, go to the highway and the byway to the sick and the shut in, Heavenly Father. Those that don't know you and are part of their sin, Heavenly Father. Those that are just out there, Heavenly Father, lost in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Those that don't have a roof over their head, don't have nowhere to stay, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, bless them in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Keep your loving arms and angels around them, Heavenly Father, and about them, Heavenly Father. Touch everybody on this line, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. We ask in you, Heavenly Father, as we go into the word, Heavenly Father, let it penetrate in our heart. It don't matter who bringing the word, as long as they talk about Jesus the Christ. And Lord, we just thank and honor you today, Heavenly Father, for just being you, Heavenly Father. You didn't have to die on that old rugged cross, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, but you shed his blood for us, Heavenly Father. And for that, I am grateful, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, touch our chief apostle, Heavenly Father, and Apostle Yucky, Heavenly Father. Everybody that's on this line, Minister Ray, Heavenly Father. Everybody that's here, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, if we want to hear the word. We want to rain, want more to rain on. And if it hurt us, and just say ouch and say, oh, Lord, I need just a little more Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank and honor you today, Heavenly Father. For only what you do for Christ will last, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, let it be about Jesus and not about us, Heavenly Father. We thank you and honor you today, Heavenly Father. Because you're worthy to be praised, Heavenly Father. You're all that. You're the King of kings. And you're the Lord of lords. You're the great I am. You're the good shepherd, Heavenly Father. But we thank you and honor you today, Heavenly Father. They put a thorn on the head and a cross on your shoulder. And they put a robe on, took the robe off and try to make you look shame. Put an ugly robe on, try to make you look bad. But oh Lord, in the end, they knew that you was the number one Messiah. Oh Lord, we thank you for dying for us, Heavenly Father. Because if you had not died for us, Heavenly Father, we wouldn't be here today, Heavenly Father. Oh Lord, I give you all the honor and all the praise, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, touch General Shaw and everybody on the line, Mother Georgiana and our state national mother, Patricia, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, I thank you for all the blessings, Heavenly Father. For all the blessings that you're doing, all the blessings that you're going to do, Heavenly Father. I thank you for the good, the bad, the ugly, and the downright ugly, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, we just thank you and honor that for something we said or done, or someone will come to say, if something I have to say, I have to repent to Jesus the Christ and start my life over again and put a change in my life where I can come out of that old darkness and come into the marvelous light, Heavenly Father. Get the clay out of their eyes and the clay out of their ears so they can hear what the dust says the Lord, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, we honor you today. We give you all the honor and all the praise, Heavenly Father. And this day I pray, amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for the sermon for that scripture, and thank you, Evangelist Brown, for that powerful prayer. We're going to now open the line up for testimony service, or if there's anyone on the line this evening that has a praise report that they would like to share, the line is now open. Amen.
Lord, thank you, praise God, for my life, health, and strength. Give honor to God, my Heavenly Father. Thank God for Chief Apostle on tonight. Thank God for my First Lady wife. I thank God for her. Thank God for all of you, General Shaw, Evangelist Brown, Minister BJ, Apostle York, all those that have the sound of our voice, and Mother Patricia, and our Asa, Mother Georgiana. We thank God for all of you on tonight. I just thank you, praise God, for another day being here above ground, another opportunity to get correct, Father God, what I need to be correct, delivered, set free. I thank you on tonight for what you're doing, Father God. Thank you for saving me, sanctifying me, filling me with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. And I thank you, no other place that I'd rather be than with Jesus Christ at this time in my life. Thank you right now. Just want to say thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen, amen. Will there be another?
I'd like to give a praise report, General Shaw. It's a praise every time I wake up every morning. There's a praise in my mouth because God didn't have to allow me to wake up. So I just praise his holy name, and I just thank him that he saw fit to wake me up because he has a purpose and a plan. I just give honor unto God because he's a good God. He's a holy God. He's a righteous God, and I just love him with all my heart. I'm giving honor to my husband-to-be for restoring our relationship. I thank God for that. I thank God for all of you and even the opportunity. I count it a privilege. And I don't take it lightly to be on the prayer line. So I just thank God for every opportunity, his goodness and his grace, his mercy, his loving kindness and his compassion, because it does not fail. He is an awesome God, a merciful God, so loving and kind, and I just appreciate him so much. So it's a praise report every day when I wake up in the morning and I wake up with a sound mind. Praise God.
Amen. Will there be another?
Amen. Amen. I give an all reverence to my Heavenly Father. Give an honor to all that is on the line, to all of our state officials, to our general, the one that is presiding, the one that's going to bring the word to each and every one. I just thank God just for another day. Then this is a day that I've never seen before, a day that he had taken me through. And I just thank God for where he has me and the place that he has me. And I just thank God. I'm just testifying. My sister bought her house, and I thank God she has her keys, and they are delighted. So God is doing great things. And as we always say, is that we just stand on God's word. We just continue to stand in faith. God will do it. And if not only that, we got new neighbors that have moved in, a couple of cities over, a couple of cities down, a few houses over. And I just welcome our new neighbors out to Southern California. And I just thank God for what all that he is doing. I thank God for the fellowship. I thank God that how we are growing and all the compliments that has been received over this weekend, and how they would have women that saying that they are willing to help wherever place, wherever there is needed when it comes to our holy convocation and to our fellowship. So God is moving,
And I just thank God for that. It's because there is room in our fellowship, and our fellowship is growing, and we are in the process of doing some training classes. Amen. So I just thank God for each and every one. I thank God for the love that each one have shown. So I just thank God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Will there be another?
Amen.
If not, the announcement. Let us be reminded that we're back on the line tomorrow evening at 7:30 with True Bible Church with our own minister, BJ. And then we're on the line Monday through Thursdays at 6:30 a.m. with Fellowship in Unity with Minister Ray. And the call-in number is 774-220-4000. The code is 786-7473. That's Monday through Thursday, 6:30 a.m., and then on Fridays at 6 a.m. Blog Talk Radio, Fridays at 7 p.m. The call-in number is 646-668-2435. That's Blog Talk Radio this Friday at 7 p.m. Also, let us be reminded that God's House of Prayer will have their service on the third Saturday of this month at 10 a.m. Training and then 11 o'clock worship. The address is 22876 Mountain Avenue, that's in Paris, California, 92570. All is just welcome to come out and hear words from the Lord at God's House of Prayer and Deliverance. Those are my announcements. Are there any more announcements or corrections? If not, I will turn the service over to Minister Ray. Man of God, have your way.
Father God, I thank you on today. Lead and guide me. As I decrease, you increase.
Minister Ray.
Yes, ma'am.
You sound far away with an echo. Do you have your own speakerphone?
Hold on. Sound better? That sound better?
I'm sure you'll probably get lost.
Well, Father God, I just thank you right now for what you're going to do. As I decrease, you increase. I leave and guide my lips and speech tonight, Father God. Let's speak from the heart. Speak from the word of God. And I thank you, Lord, that the ears that hear the word, Father God, that the hearts be received, Father God, and minds be open, eyes be open, spiritually, Father God. I thank you on today for another opportunity that you have created for me on tonight in this line. And we just thank you for everyone that's on the line, gathered on the line today. And it is in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We thank God for you, all of you on today. On this evening, thank God for another opportunity to gather on the line. Won't be before you long at all. Just want to talk about being rescued and set free. Being rescued and set free. And to be rescued is God rescued us from when we were sinking. God did threw us a lifeline. And the lifeline that he threw us was himself. He rescued us, and he set us free. And not only did he rescue us and set us free, and that he freed us from being enslaved. We were enslaved, and we've been enslaved in our lives. We've been enslaved, and before we got saved today, we've been enslaved and we didn't know how to get out of being a slave. We've been enslaved with Pharaoh. We've been enslaved 400 years ago through slavery. We've been enslaved in marriages that was bad. We've been in bad relationships. We've been in bad friendships. We've been enslaved, trapped inside our own minds. But again, the Lord Jesus has rescued us and set us free. And what does it mean to be rescued and be set free? To be rescued and to be set free is to be delivered. Simply means deliverance. And to be enslaved and to be set free from being enslaved simply means to be pulled out of bondage. We're talking about deliverance and bondage on tonight, being rescued and being set free. Some of us need to still be pulled out of bondage and enslaved out of our own circumstances and situations that we find ourselves in. Sometimes we entrap and entangle ourselves in bondage. And then God pull us out of that very thing that enslaved us, and sometime another we go right back and pick up what he just delivered us from, what he just rescued and set us free from. And so it'd be like a revolving door in our lives. But the Bible says, who the Son is set free is free indeed. So we have to stay walking upright and free indeed in our, not only in our minds, in our hearts, have to stay free. And how do we stay free? We stay in the Word of God. We stay residing. We stay practicing the Word of God. We stay walking upright in the Word of God. In order to stay free from captive, we be in captive with the thoughts that we allow to captivate us. And it's not the thoughts of the Lord, it's the thoughts of our carnal mind that keep us enslaved. Amen. Hallelujah. It keeps us enslaved, entangled with the world. Some of us want to stay tuned and stay in tune with the world. We concern ourselves with more about what's going on in the world than we do with the things of God. And then we continue to keep lay hold, not to eternal life, but we lay hold to the things that keep us enslaved, that God, the very thing that he delivered us from. Once you've been delivered, we should put that away. Once we've been delivered from all our fears, once he delivered us from sex offenses and the things of sin that he delivered us from, drinking, smoking, drugs, alcohol, we tend to go back to those things when hard times come about. So when do you know that you're truly delivered? When do you know that you've truly been rescued and set free? Well, you start to live a life of drug-free. You start to live a life of smoke-free. You start to live a life of sin-free as much as you can obtain. It ought to be less of us and more of him. And when we get more of him, the old things are studied, being buried. We always hear bury the dead with six feet under. But somehow or another, we don't bury the old us 6 feet under. We continue to just keep throw a little dirt on us. And then when times and certain situations and circumstances arise in our life, we go right to the so supposed to be graveyard 6 feet under, but we go sweep that little dirt off and resurrect the old you, the old me, and therefore we have not accepted our deliverance. The Lord come to deliver us out of all our troubles. The Lord come to deliver us from our own selves. The Lord come to set us free so we can strive in truth. So we can be out of bondage, out of being out of enslaved. And so how does he deliver us? Well, we continue to be washed and baptized in the blood of Jesus. Well, how do I be baptized and washed in the blood? You got to plead the blood. You got to speak the blood over your life. You got to speak the circumstances and the resurrection of Jesus Christ over your life. You have to walk in the commandments of the Lord. The Lord said, I command you. He commanded us. He give us an instruction. He give us orders. And if we follow those, we will continue to bury the old you and the old me. We continue to rise above all the things that easily beset us. That the things, the stumbling blocks, we go around and we know how to handle. We know how to, hallelujah, we know how to navigate around the stumbling blocks. We know how to jump over the hurdles. At one time in our life, we did not know. We would run right into it. We would learn how to pray. We would know how to ward off things that come up in our lives. And when we deliver, then our thoughts be delivered. Not only do our thoughts, everything starts in the thought. And so if you allow your thoughts to captivate and run amok on you, then you're not delivered. A lot of saints are thinking they delivered from the things of old. That's why we have what we have in the church. That's why we have tendencies. That's why we have, people tend to lie. Saints tend to lie. Saints tend to backslide. Saints is living a double life or are not operating in the title or not operating in the position in church because they not have been. Why? Because they haven't been fully delivered. See, when you fully delivered, again, it goes back to the scripture. God said he would deliver you out of all your troubles. And we ain't just talking about bill trouble or rent trouble or car trouble. He's talking about the things that you hold on to, the strongholds. These are strongholds. And these strongholds mean these things got a hold of you that's hard for you to come and separate yourself from. And so we have to let the word of God be able to separate us from the old. It's like shedding off a body. It's like transforming. You got to shed off that flesh. You got to separate yourself from the old body and come into the new. Some people want to hold on in between. They want to keep the old body on the left and the new on the right. But we already know old and new cannot dwell and cannot agree. So you have to become new and renewed all the way. And so in order to become new and renewed, you got to be rescued and set free. And so allow God to rescue you, set you free. In other words, allow God to deliver you. Some of us trying to deliver ourselves. And just because you go 2 weeks without drinking don't mean you delivered. You let a death occur in your family, you let a problem come, you go right back on the bottle. You're not delivered. Oh, you want to have a drink, a stiff drink? I need a stiff drink. Today was a bad day at work. I need a drink to calm my nerve. If you talking in that kind of manner and you making reference to you need to have a stiff drink, you're not delivered. Instead of talking about a stiff drink, you need to have a stiff reading or a stiff prayer to absorb and to come, because prayer works. See, when you be delivered, you become a prayer warrior. You become a praying a saint of God that keep you and keep. See, God said his word, he's able to keep you. He's able to keep us from falling. He's able to keep us from returning. You don't want to be like the Bible says, a dog returning to his own vomit. And that's what people are being like because they're not totally delivered. People are trying to deliver themselves. People don't want to be delivered out of unforgiveness. They want to keep on holding it on to forgiveness and talk about you delivered. No, you delivering yourself into more unforgiveness by denying that you need forgiveness. See, you can't be delivered denying something. Because there was no admittance nowhere, and when you admit something, that means truth got to come above. That the truth got to rise to the top. In order for deliverance to take place, in order for yokes and strongholds to be destroyed, truth got to come. And if there's no truth and there's nothing but denial and nothing but I ain't did that, I ain't did this, I don't do this, I don't do that, then there's no deliverance going to take place. You can't be rescued without no truth. God can't rescue you out of a lie. God can't rescue you in denial. Because therefore you have not admitted to yourself that I have a problem. See, and so in order to be rescued and set free, what do the words say? Anybody can help me out at any time. The words say that the truth would do what? Set you free. Well, if you never admit the truth, how would you be set free? How can you be truly delivered if you haven't admit the truth? There's got to be truth taking place in a life before a life can be truly delivered. I say all the time, you can't serve the truth and be offended of the truth or deny the truth in this case. You can't be walking with the truth and denying the truth. So you denying God. You not taking him as his word. You not believing that he can pull us out of the miry clay. You talk about, and we pray, and we say, put me back on the potter's wheel. We know that we the potter, and we the clay, and you the potter. Well, how can God be the potter if you're not allowing yourself to even be the clay? See, you got to make sure, you got to say to yourself, I am the clay, and I need the potter to shape and mold me. I need the potter to deliver me out of being enslaved. See, Pharaoh had us enslaved. God was trying to deliver us out of being enslaved. So he took Pharaoh through a whole bunch of series of things in order for him to open his eyes to see that I am God, first of all. And so you go let my people, set my people free. And then when God set the people free, they still went right back into the very, they wanted to go right back into the condition, and some of them did, a lot of them did, went right back into the condition that God just delivered them out of. So what did he in turn do? He killed them. He said, I stretch forth my hand all day long to a rebellious, stubborn, stiff-necked people, and all you do is deny the power and deny that I am God. See, that's what happens when you're not delivered, when you're not truly, fully delivered and being rescued and set free. And we fall into this trap. We fall into what we used to and what we accustomed to is easy because nobody wants to come out the comfort zone. In order to serve God, you got to come out your comfort zone. He took Abraham out of his comfort zone. He took Joseph out of his comfort zone. He took Paul out of his comfort zone. He took a lot of them out of their comfort zone. He took Gideon out of his comfort zone. He sent 9,700 men home and left him with 300. That is out of your comfort zone going up against thousands. He took the people of Israel and marched around the wall of Jericho. They were out of their comfort zone. We still don't know how many miles around the city that wall encompassed, but they were out of their comfort zone. He took the people of Balaam out of their comfort zone, serving a God, a molten God that they could not see or hear. So he had them put them on the altar, and we saw what God showed up. See, when you're out of your comfort zone, you got to trust God. You got to have some type of level of trust in God. And only way you develop a trust in God is you got to be delivered from yourself. Some of us don't trust nobody. We say that right there. I don't trust nobody. Well, what nobody are you talking about? Are you talking about people, man? Or you nobody means nothing, period. Zilch. Do you trust? So who are you trusting then? We ought to put on that sin. I don't trust man, but I trust the Lord Jesus Christ. See, we got to know who we trust in. And in order to know who we trust in, we got to be delivered from ourselves. A lot of us is not delivered from ourselves. A lot of us don't forgive ourselves. A lot of us are still enslaved inside ourselves. You got to be out of your trap. You got to let go of your trap. You got to spring your own trap. And the trap is in your mind. What mind are you going to be listening to? What mind are you going to feed the most? Your spirit or the flesh? So we know which one you feed the most is the one that's in charge. And a lot of us still enslaved into the ways of the world. A lot of us. A lot of saints, a lot of preachers, a lot of whoever you are in the church. That's why we have the problems that we have that goes on in the church, because people are still enslaved and entangled with them, with their own self, entangled with their feelings, entangled with their emotions. You know, entangled with who's talking about you, entangled who says something about you. You more concerned of who says something about you. And then we're not delivered. So it doesn't enable us to be delivered in the thoughts of, that goes on in our mind. To not care about what nobody say is a great form of deliverance. You not care who said this, who said that. First thing people ask is who said that? Well, who did this? That's the first thing that they ask, because they're more concerned about who said something and where it came from. Now, there is a proper opportunity and a proper thing, a proper situation where you may ask, well, who did, who? And so we got to be delivered. We ought to ask ourselves who died on the cross for us. We ought to ask ourselves who rose out of the grave. Who didn't mumble a mumbling word? Who died for us on the cross? Who came to set us free? That's who we are. That's the who. And when we know who the who is, then we know who said and who did what. When we not understand who's the who. See, we can't keep entangling ourselves with the who, and we can't keep on entangling ourselves in what they said. Well, what did they say? Because you want to hear this. Sometimes we want to hear the story, what they said, so to make sure that if they accurate or inaccurate. Oh, well, see, I didn't do that. But actuality, somebody might just be one click of the mouse from being accurate about what they said about you. See? And if they a little clicks of the mouse away from being accurate, they may say you were standing on the corner at the club when you had no business being there, instead of saying you were at the club. So when somebody got it a little bit wrong, the story got twisted, because by the time it get to somebody else and somebody else down the line, it then got distorted and twisted a little bit, that somebody's information is a little crossed up. And so they might say, instead of, oh, I seen Apostle Thomas standing on the club, standing on the corner. You know where that club at right there on 19th and 26th? I seen her standing there. But so you didn't ask, what did they say? Well, they say they see you standing on the corner at 19 and 26, and they didn't know what you was doing. Oh, you go run with that. You know, let me tell you what you go do. You go along with that. Yeah, I was standing there, but you ain't gonna tell the truth that you was really coming out the club. They just didn't put that part in there. Because you haven't been delivered. So you want to put, you call yourself, we want to call ourselves putting an end to that lie right then and there, but we had to put an end to the lie with a lie. A lot of people is not delivered. Amen. Hallelujah. People is not delivered. And truth be told, we all got a lot of things that we need to be delivered from. The Lord said, examine yourself. This is a daily walk. We have to examine ourselves to and fro, back and forth. We're not a finished product yet. We're not done. We're still in the oven. We're still baking. He just let us out sometime, get some fresh air. And nobody wants to go back in. We thank God because what we've been praying for, he answered. It's over. No, you get ready, dust yourself off, and get ready to go through it again. Amen. So the question is, The question is, are you set free tonight? Is the truth residing in you? Is the vine in you? Are you enslaved in the vine, and the vine is enslaved in you? Abide and abode in the vine, and let the let you abide and abode in the vine, in the vine, and let the vine abide and abode in you. Are you truly set free? Are you still in the trap? Do they do lying or drinking or do little white lies or whatever the case may be? So something minute, do it still have a stronghold on you? Because everything's every life is the little fires out here in Los Angeles and all the places around started from sometimes a cigarette butt. So I say that to say them little fires turn into big ones real quick. So let's examine ourselves and look like and see have let's just sit back and let the Lord rescue us first of all. Because we're going to cry out to him, and when we cry out, he's going to come with help. He's going to send the help that we need. Some people got to stop rebuffing the help that he sends. He don't. All, people think that God go just come down himself and help you. Yes, he sends people and his people to help you. Stop refusing the help. We have to stop refusing the help that he sends. You know, there's a story in the Bible, and I'm going to be paraphrasing. Someone that can help me at any time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I think the woman was in the house waiting on Jesus to come by. You know this story. And he knocked on the door. And somebody knocked on the door. And she didn't let him in because she was waiting on Jesus. Finally, about the third person knocked on the door. He said, I need some water. Could you give me some water, something to eat? Now, I'm expecting company. I'm waiting on Jesus. You're going to have to leave at this time. And then finally, when she seen Jesus, and she said, Jesus, I waited on you all night. What happened? He said, well, I came to your door three times. Well, when did you come to my door three times? And I didn't. Well, he named all three times he came. See? We do that all the time. We think the Lord goes show up and show up right there for us himself. But he does show up himself. It's the same thing that when he, when we on judgment day, that he going to say, well, I was sitting here and you didn't feed me. You didn't give me no water. You had a pocket full of money. And we going to say the same thing. Lord, when did I not feed you and give you no water or no food? He going to show you that was me. See, that's why the Bible say beware of entertaining strangers. You don't know. Be aware. So stop refusing the help that the Lord is trying to get over to you. The help ain't going to come in the way that you want it to come. Your blessing ain't going to quite show up the way you envision it in your mind is going to show up. Your husband ain't going to have no six-pack. He might have a stomach that stick out so far he can't even see his shoes. But if you want a husband with a six-pack, take him to the gym.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you your wife might not show up your wife might not show up with the Coke bottle shape. She might stick out more in the front than she do in the back.
Hey. Amen, Mr. Man.
You got to take your wife to the gym and flatten down that stomach so her front. Her back can complement her front and vice versa. Everything ain't going to happen the way we want it to happen. It's going to happen how God say. But deliverance can happen. Set free. You can be set free the way you want to be set free if you just allow God to rescue you tonight. And rescue means if you allow him to deliver you and pull you out of bondage, which is in slavery. You don't have to be beat by a whip to be enslaved. So that is the word for me on tonight. That let go with God. Let go the old. Discard the old and embrace the new. Amen. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Ray, for a powerful word this evening. For those that signed on late, his topic was rescued and set free. We're going to now open the line up for comments, questions, or concerns. I just thank the man of God tonight for a powerful word. The line is now open. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, go on.
Go ahead, Evangelist.
I want to say to Minister Ray, what a word, and I thank God for the word tonight, and stay on the wall and don't ever come down, and don't worry about how it looks, but just obey God, and he will bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I piggyback. What a word on tonight. Minister Ray, you did encourage on tonight, and I must take my hat off to you on tonight. Rescued and set free. Amen. I accept the help that God has sent to me. I accept. Amen. What a word. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Chief Apostle. God be the glory.
Amen. Will there be another?
Amen, Minister.
Praise the Lord. Minister Ray, I was reading the Bible today, and you talked about being free. We know that we're free because Romans, the 8th chapter, and the 2nd verse let us know, and it reads, "For the law of the Spirit of life and Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death." So we know that Christ Jesus made us free. I am Georgia.
Amen. Mother Georgia.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Would there be another?
This is National Mother Patricia. I just want to thank the man of God for the word. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Amen, Mother Patricia.
Amen.
Amen.
If there's no one else, are there any prayer requests?
I would just like go ahead, sorry.
Go ahead, Mother Patricia.
No, I'm just going to say pray my strength in the Lord and for my family. Amen.
Amen.
If it's pretty for me, pray that my dream come true. I dream I was out in front of the apartment, and I was no longer crippled, and I wasn't in pain. I was walking without the walking stick, and I was screaming and praising the Lord for healing me. So join me. Just pray that the Lord manifests so I can be free from pain and not have to use that walking stick.
Amen. That's an agree.
Amen. Will there be another? If there's nothing else, we will have final remarks, prayer, and benediction from the man of God. Thank you, Minister Ray, for a powerful word on this evening. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, praise God. Give all the honor and glory to God. Thank God for opening my mouth and filling it. Thank God for placing it on my heart. I really didn't have what topic to talk about tonight, but God is faithful. He will come through. And I just pray that we all, on this line and those that are not on the line, that the ones that's on the line will relay some of the message to those that need to be delivered, that allow God to deliver us. You got to allow Him to deliver us in order for us to be delivered. And we got, and when once you be delivered, walk in your deliverance. You got to walk in your deliverance. And sometimes we fall, well, all the time we fall short. But if we got a made up mind to be delivered and set free from one thing or another that's maybe in us, we can overcome. God overcame the world, so we can overcome these little foxes right here, these little potholes and ditches in the road. We can overcome them. Because why God say that we overcomers? And God also say through Christ Jesus who strengthened us, we can do all things. So I believe in doing all things. I believe in overcoming. And the first thing is we got to overcome ourselves. Come overcome ourselves and put down pride and all the stuff and what people say and what people do. Overcome unforgiveness. Overcome these things that easily continue to have weight upon our shoulders. And watch how light you will be. And so, and watch how light you will feel. And it takes a weight off your mind to forgive someone and get things off your heart. And so God is a mind regulator, and He's a heart fixer. And so if we just allow Him to fix it, the song says, Jesus, He will fix it. We got to believe that. And we done seen Him do it. We done heard about the things the great God has done. And so if it's up to us to believe Him and walk in our deliverance. That is very important to walk in it. And sometimes we have to be reminded by individuals. We not to take that as no other thing but someone's trying to help us get to where people can see your potential just like God knows your potential. So when people come to give you constructive criticism, they only come in to construct you to help you get where that you should be and ought to be in your rightful place. God sends them to do so. You know, so if they came with a blessing in their hand, you go take that and run. You go be happy. You don't care where it come from. Homeless man with one leg, one arm, one eye, smelling bad. If he came and handed you something that's beneficial to you, you're going to take it. Well, your fellow brother or sister will hand you something that's beneficial to you, or will speak something beneficial to you. Take it. So all we have to do is take it. You never know.
Take it.
You never know when you go home. Listen, when somebody, and I was telling Chief Apostle today, we were talking about something today, and the thing that we were talking about, you know, I felt that I was right. But it's not even a, you know, that was a quick lesson for me to learn that it doesn't even worry about, it doesn't even mean nothing that you might have been right or wrong. But to come to find out what I had to listen to, me and my wife listened to what we had to listen to, I agreed right then and there, oh, man, I was terrible. And I didn't say much, but I was terrible. And so I had to take that pill. I had to swallow that big old pill, no matter if I felt that I was minimized or whatever. Just listening to what I had to say was terrible. And I didn't say much. But still, though, we have to take that our medicine, and I learned from that point on, you know, okay, I ain't got to do this, and I won't do this anymore. So it doesn't make you a less of a woman. You're still a woman. It doesn't make you less of a man. You're still a man. It doesn't make you less saved. It just make you more saved to swallow some things and embrace some things. You can't tell nobody advice and you're not taking none. bottom line. And you wonder why your
Amen.
Kids don't listen at you. Because you don't listen at you don't listen at the saints that's telling you nothing. So how your kids going to listen at you? Amen. So I just thank God for the word on tonight. Thank God for all of you, our chief apostle. Thank God for General Shaw. General Shaw is the hardest working announcer and adjutant in the business. Thank God for Apostle York last night with the word. Thank God for my wife being on the line with me today. Thank God for Evangelist Brown. Evangelist Brown been on my mind all day, been fired up. He was fired up this morning, and we thank God for her. We thank God for Minister BJ. We thank God for all the organization on today, those that are listening. Hope that it was something said or done that can help you as well as help me, and that we can help one another on today, because the first lesson and rule of the thumb in ministry is you preaching, you're preaching to you first. And so I take heed. I just don't put it out. I take heed to my own self. And I'm not afraid to admit where I'm wrong at or where I need some help at. Amen. And so that's how God continued to pour out. That's how he continued to rescue us and set us free and deliver us. Amen. And so if there's no other any prayer requests, I will pray over the prayer requests on today and for each and every one under the sound of my voice. Father God, we come to the throne of grace. Father God, thanking you and praising you and honor you and lifting the name above all names tonight, Father God. We thank you right now that you are a mighty God. We thank you, Lord, for deliverance. We thank you, Lord, for setting us free. We thank you, Lord, for rescuing us out on the cross. We thank you on tonight, Father God, for what you did out there, Father God. And we thank you for inhabiting the praises and the prayers of your people to and fro, back and forth, Father God. We thank you. Wherever your word went forth on tonight, just on this line, but any other prayer line and any other in the house of faith, we thank you, Father God, that you was lifted up. And you say if you be lifted up, you draw all men. So we thank you right now, God, that we continue to have love in our heart, abroad, shed abroad. We thank you for this prayer line, Father God. We thank you for Eileen's vision of hope. And we pray, Father God, that you would do a miracle in our national mother. We thank you on today, God, that they chose me to fill in. I'm delighted, Father God, in your word, Father God. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you right now, God. Touch everyone on this phone and everyone in the household. And we will pray and believe and expect for Mother Georgiana to get rid of the walking cane. We claim it right now, Father God, because we know that you are a healer and a deliverer. And so we praise you right now for it in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for Evangelist Brown and that ministry fellowship in action, because it is in action. And we thank you that the word is in action tonight. And we thank you that your word is alive and well. We thank you right now for what you're doing and what you have already done. We thank you, Lord, for True Bible Ways on tomorrow. We thank you for the word as we prepare for it. We thank you right now, Father God, for all that you're going to do and all that you have already done in the ministry. We thank you for God's house of deliverance, that deliverance take place, Father God, in somebody and in all of those that are 10, Father God. We thank you for your presence being in the house of deliverance. We thank you for what you're doing, what you're about to do, that you're taking us higher and higher. We thank you right now, Lord, that we do your work diligently, Father God, and earnestly, Father God, and righteously. We thank you right now. And we thank you, Father God, for all that you're going to do, all that. And I pray for my wife on today. I pray, God, that you continue to put a hedge of protection up there, that the angels is encamped around and about her on today, to and from work, Father God. And even while she sleeps, I thank you on today for our children and our grandchildren, everyone's children and grandchildren on this line on today. We thank you right now, Father God, for those that are far and near. We thank you right now. We thank you for Sister Angela. We thank you for opening the doors for Pastor Johnson, Barbara Johnson, for the new home. I pray, Father God, the blood over her home, her children, her grandchildren. We thank you right now for opening up and providing her with that house, Father God. So we thank you right now, Lord, and we praise you for it. And it is in Jesus' name that we will look to you, look to the hills from whence our help cometh, and our help cometh from the Lord. And we know that, and we thank you, and we believe that. And let us continue to walk by faith and not by sight. And I thank you on today, Father God, for all that you do. And let the people of God just say amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good night, all.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.